रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. किष्किंधा कांड चैप्टर नंबर 37 द गैदरिंग ऑफ होस्ट्स. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Then Sugriva turned to Marathi, who stood by him, and said, They that have their abode in Mahendra, Himalaya, Vindhya, Kailasa, Mandara, and other mighty mountains, they that live on the mountains, they shine resplendent even like the rising sun on the shores of the western ocean. They that range the dense forests of the Udaya mountain in the east, they that roam free over the Anjana mountain like unto cloud banks or huge elephants, they that have their home on the mountains and caves that yield collyrium and manasilla, they that spend their lives among lonely woods and the hermitages of holy saints, and all that own my sway and render homage unto me on this broad earth, bears and monkeys of every kind, gather them here in every possible way. Send another batch of messengers to hasten those already sent to gather my forces. Bring straight unto me such as forget themselves in carnal pleasures and delay. They who do not touch my feet ere 10 days pass over their heads, I will count them as traitors and slay them out of hand. So let countless messengers fly from here through the air, range over this broad earth, and send before them my monkeys. Marathi carried out his commands. Monkey lords flashed through the sky with the speed of wind or of thought and sent before them countless monkey hosts from seas, mountains, forests and lakes, that Rama's orders might be well carried out. A word from Sugriva, an order, was synonymous with the ukase of the Lord of Death. The hearts of the monkeys quaked with fear and they betook themselves to his presence with the speed of lightning. 30 millions that range over the Anjana mountains, black like itself, 100 million of golden-hued monkeys that roam over the mountain of sunset, countless millions from Mount Kailasa, tawny like the mane of mighty lions, untold millions from the slope of Himalayas, fruits and roots there only fair, unnumbered millions from the Vindhya mountains, terrible of shape like the god of war and cruel of deeds. And past count were they that flowed in from the Tamala woods that darken the shores of the ocean of milk, and coconuts were their favorite dish. Thus, forests, caves and rivers sent forth their myriads, who darkened the sky as they dashed through it and sought the presence of the Lord. Meanwhile, they whom Nila had dispatched before came to the Himalayas and beheld a mighty tree thereon. Long, long ago, in the far past, it was the scene of a Maheshwara Yaga that gladdened the hearts of the Shining Ones. The remains of that sacrifice scattered about, springing up again roots and fruits, sweet as nectar, and conferring immunity upon him that feeds upon them from anger, thirst, weariness, or grief for one full month. Sugriva's messengers took their full of them and gathered, as welcome offerings to their lord, the rare and precious roots, fruits, flowers, and medicinal herbs they found there. They warned in no light tones the monkey hosts all over the earth to present themselves before their king as soon as they could, and came ahead of them to Kishkindha. They touched the feet of the monarch in reverence, placed before them their offerings, and spoke thus over folded hands. Lord, the mountains, the oceans, the forests that cover the earth, we have been to them all and delivered your majesty's commands unto your subjects. They are even now nearing the capital with speed of thought. Sugriva's heart was glad at these words, and he deigned to accept what they brought to him. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.